St. Paul's organist and choir master John Cummins began the Friends of Music series at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, determined to have a core of early music with historic instruments, vocal music practice, fully utilizing the historic Gothic building at St. Paul's. Thanks to the Peggy Norfleet Memorial Fund, he's been able to continue the Friends of Music series and to expand its emphasis, including a wide variety of musical styles. Friends of Music is sponsoring 3 concerts so far in 2013. The first is keyboard master Andrew Willis from the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. He'll be giving a recital on one of his fantastic forte pianos on Sunday, March 3rd at 7:30. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. John stopped by for a season preview, but first, Andrew spoke with me by phone from his Greensboro studio about the magic of the precursor to the modern piano, the forte piano.
In many ways, these instruments really do sort of open a window into a sound world that was very close to what the composers lived with, Beethoven or Haydn, or going back even further to the sons of Bach. These gentlemen all composed for the instruments that they knew, and they were absolutely excited over the forte piano, largely, of course, because it was something new in the world and did not have the dynamic limitations of the harpsichord, in which the actual loudness of the plucked sound does not change from one note to the next. But in addition, the style of that period was a very articulate style. In the 19th century, the ideal for keyboard music became to sing, and an instrument which had the longest sustaining tone was thought to be the best because it could come closest to imitate the human voice. The 18th century understood singing very well, but they were more interested in their instrumental music in what you could call a speaking style, where the free flow of ideas, almost in a sort of a conversational way, with certainly the use of rhetorical devices, was very much a part of the thinking, whether it was in a Haydn string quartet or a Beethoven symphony or a Mozart keyboard sonata. These were elements of the style that are very well served by these instruments. The instrument is quick enough to capture the quickness of thought that these composers were able to bring to their work.
In April, we'll have 2 guys called Organized Rhythm. Yeah, Joe Gramley and Clive Driscoll Smith. Joe is at the University of Michigan now teaching in the percussion department, and Clive is English. And so they come together through Philip Truck and Broad Artist Management. And Joe fills the chancel of the church full of all kinds of percussion instruments, and Clive accompanies him on the organ. And it's a whole lot of symphonic transcriptions and things, and he runs all over the front of the church in this acrobatic kind of display of it's visually and orally entertaining. And then finally, we'll present British organist David Briggs, who is going to do things like accompany a silent film and things like that. So it'll make good use of the romantic and orchestral tones of the Skinner organ, and then play some good solid repertoire for the organ too.
That was St. Paul's choir master and organist John Cummins. The first performance of the Friends of Music series at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Winston-Salem is keyboard master Andrew Willis from the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. He'll be giving a recital on one of his amazing forte pianos on Sunday, March 3rd at 7:30, with music by Beethoven, Haydn, C.P.E. Bach, and more, all of the music composed between 1773 and 1803. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.